Let's welcome in Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Woodruff. In good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you very much, Tanner.
You had a meeting yesterday that was a meeting. Man, you guys, August is a fun month for you guys.
Well, yeah, it is. It's a busy month, and some of those real light meetings we had 2-3 months ago,
we're catching up
on them now.
Yeah, you miss those, don't you?
But no, we had a lot of things to cover, and it was a busy meeting.
Let's get into it. Obviously, this is yesterday morning again for the Lincoln County Commissioners. What is this 3+1 presentation that you saw?
That's 4.
See what you did?
No.
That's, hey, journalism, just, man. Not a lot of math classes in college over here, okay?
No, just kidding. No, it was a very serious presentation, and this is a organization that's sponsored by not only our Nebraska Association of County Officials, but the National Association of County Officials. And Commissioner Bruns attended that national convention last month, and he picked up on this particular service that it's not a banking service, but it's basically a data provider, which would allow better use of the spare funds that the county has to gain interest, to compensate for some bank fees and that sort of thing. So it was really a great presentation from the standpoint of a tool that our county treasurer could utilize to increase the return on the idle funds that the county has available to them. And hats off to Alex Cucciullo, the work that she has done since she has been in that position, several hundred thousand dollars a year in interest that is being garnered. This organization, 3+1, would increase that substantially from the presentation they gave us. So we tabled it for a bit just to kind of get some more information, but this looks like a very positive move for the county if we should make that direction to sign up with them and utilize their data services to increase the return on the extra funds we have available.
You were ready for that joke, weren't you?
I was ready.
How long have you been waiting for that? Since you were thinking of it during the presentation yesterday. How can I throw it? Let's talk with Jerry Woodruff here. I know you had bids for the Sutherland North River Bridge Project, and you had quite a few.
Yes, we had 4 bids that we opened yesterday, and this is a process that's been not only years in the making, but decades, and there's a tremendous number of people that have worked on this project, and I would miss out on people if I started naming names, but Bill Henry was past commissioner, was present yesterday. Carlo Adell, our previous road superintendent, had done a lot of work on this particular project. But it finally is coming to fruition, it looks like, because we had some very solid bids. We had 4 of them, one from Simons here in based in North Platte, and then we had 3, 2 from Lincoln and 1 from Milford, Nebraska. Those bids are in the hands of the Miller & Associate engineers,
okay,
our road superintendent, Jason Schulz, and the Nebraska Department of Transportation. Excuse me. Since the state of Nebraska is paying a major portion of this $6+ million project, they are going to have a significant say in who is awarded the bid. So those bids are in their hands right now, reviewing to make sure all of the stipulations, the things that needed to be in there in that bid and that contract are there. And we are expecting in the next week or so a report back from them as to what would be their choices, which one of those bids we should accept. But yeah, we're getting much closer.
Well, that's good. I'm sure that's a project you guys would love to see get started on and then get completed. So
yes, it would really be great. And for all the people that have put in a lot of work over the years, this is really a satisfying time.
Very good. You did get a presentation for a preliminary budget yesterday.
Yes, we did. Susan Moline assists us in preparing that budget. She had some good news and she had some not so good news. But it's the kind of news that we get every year is there's places in the budget we need to trim.
Okay.
The initial budget comes in, we review a stack of papers about an inch thick, actually, spreadsheets. And I haven't looked at every one of them in total detail yet, but we certainly will. But Susan had some recommendations for us as far as what we, the amounts that we should be trimming out of that to meet some of our guidelines. And we had a short work session after the meeting, and we did a nice job of identifying some areas where we could make a trim, save some expenses, put those expenditures off for another year. And I'm confident that we will be very successful when we work through several more of these budget work sessions.
All right, very good. You discussed and consider the interlocal agreement with the city for dispatch services.
Yeah, we work with the city of North Platte. Police Chief Steve Reeves came and gave us another presentation yesterday morning. Currently, there are 12 dispatchers and one supervisor. The amount of calls that are coming in is increasing, as one could imagine. And the determination is they could utilize two more dispatchers.
Okay.
And what the proposal was is that the city of North Platte absorbs the cost for one of those dispatchers. Lincoln County absorbs the cost for the other dispatcher. There's no debate of anybody in the room that the need is there to add the dispatchers. Wait times sometimes are not acceptable. So the determination is going to be what is going to be the cost. And that is the main discussion point that will be reviewed by Commissioners Hughley and Weems. Hopefully during this week we can kind of finalize some of that deal and continue on with the process. We are very hopeful that we can get this resolved very quickly because it is in everyone's best interest.
Well, yeah, I would
say so. We can share, and I asked Sheriff Kramer what his appetite was for establishing our own call center, and it was an absolute no. We have no appetite at all. The manpower it would take, the expenses for the equipment and the software, it would be unbearable from the standpoint of what those costs would be compared to what we can do if we share those services with the city of North Platte. It's something that we have to work through, and we will.
Okay. All right. Finally, you considered a maybe acceptance for a bid for your multi-purpose building for Region 51?
Well, we received three bids here a couple of weeks ago, right. And they all three came reasonably close to one another, which was a good sign that they were all bidding on the same thing. But the bad thing was they were about a little over three times what we anticipated. So what we'll have to do is scale back what this building for emergency management will entail and fit into that budget, the amount of money that had been budgeted a couple of years ago for that purpose. And Brandon Meyer has that directive to go back to square one. We will not have quite as many ancillary parts of that building for other purposes, so I'm confident we'll work that out as well.
All right, Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners. Anything else from yesterday?
Well, it seems like there was an awful lot there, but we did hit those three main topics. That one, the Sutherland North River Bridge project, that was an absolute milestone that we've got those bids. As Bill Hendry said, the fat girl isn't singing yet, but she's warming up her vocal cords. So I think this is going to happen, and there's a lot of people that will be very pleased to get this project on the road to completion.
Very good. Well, Jerry, thank you so much for coming in. As always, stay cool.
I tell you what, I'm going to do my best to do that. You as well, sir. And to the folks that are listening, be cautious and keep a watchful eye out for neighbors, elderly folks, some folks that may not be quite as blessed, and let's keep an eye out for our friends and our neighbors.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Jerry. Good to talk to you.
You bet. Thank you, sir.